Terrific, if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Okay.
We're gonna.
We will do that. It's John and Gordy on Civic Media Radio Network in for Maggie Dawn. Maggie returns next Monday. We will be here all week. Tomorrow on the show, we will be talking with Jonathan Hansen from the Hunger Task Force. And we're going to talk a little bit about the federal tax cuts to their program and how that's impacting people in Wisconsin.
Yeah, small farms, $500,000 grant canceled.
Yeah.
And you know why they're doing it?
Why?
DEI.
Oh, is that right?
Everything is DEI now.
Diversity, who knew? Equity, and inclusion. Yeah, really?
We're going to get into that.
Okay.
And we'll play a cut from Pete Buttigieg as he describes the opposite of DEI.
All right.
So we'll have that. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, maybe everybody would kind of want to hear something positive.
Yeah, let's end on a positive note today.
Yeah, something uplifting.
Okay.
We're going to walk around town saying, hey, I heard something really positive today.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
As you scream it from a corner street someplace, no one's listening to you.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, AOC is out there, you know, town halls, large crowds.
Touring with Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, they've been having some huge crowds.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And she's getting quite the reaction out there. So let's listen to this cut from AOC.
Okay. We got cut.
206.
206.
Then line up 207 and then 208.
Here we go.
There we go.
All right.
And they will throw out every label and judgment and cultural debate in the book to keep us distracted, folks. This is what the focus on trans kids is all about. Come on, 1% of the entire population.
I like this.
If people want to have conversations about that, take it to the NCAA. It doesn't need to be on the floor of the United States Congress.
We need to be taxing the
rich on the floor of the United States Congress. We need to be establishing guaranteed health care on the floor of the United States Congress.
Yes.
Not erasing American history on the floor of the United States Congress. We need to be passing a living wage on the floor of the United States Congress.
Wow, man, if every Democrat sounded like that, oh, yes.
There you go.
Now, AOC is showing how campaigning all the time can change America with large crowds listening to and shouting approval. All right? So this is a Republican district, by the way.
Mm.
So here's something else from her, and this is a wonderful comment as well. Let's check 207 out here.
But I'm here to remind you that we are not powerless in this moment. People are starting to put the pieces together. And ironically, the most divisive forces in our country are actually bringing more of us together than before. And that's important. And I want to let you all know, in every single stop that Bernie and I have had in the last couple of days, we were in Nevada a couple of days ago, we were in Greeley, Colorado, way out there in Colorado, we went to Denver, every single stop has completely blown out all attendance projections. 3,200 people in Las Vegas.
Wow.
In Greeley, we went to a Republican congressman's district, Gabe Evans, who, you know, he just got elected. Usually your first three months on the job, you're on your best behavior. This guy hasn't held a town hall once. So we said, you know what, let's go out there. We'll hold our own town hall. We thought wildest dreams out there in Greeley. We thought maybe 2,000 people would show up. 11,000 people.
Wow.
Came out to Greeley.
Yeah.
Then we went to Denver. And out in Denver, Colorado, again, our wildest dream, we were like, maybe we can get like, what if we got like 20,000 people out in Denver. Last night, 34,000 people.
Whoa. Man.
In Denver showed up.
Well, guess
that's amazing.
Guess the Republicans should be heading out there and in their district sometime and seeing, you know, if they can draw in the crowds.
Right. Yeah. See how many people they can show up.
I'm thinking not. Right. No. They don't want to do it. And you know, Derek Van Orden.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling the people that show up as at his town halls Nazis.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's what they are. Yeah. We'll have a story tomorrow. I just thought of it. Maybe we'll bring that in.
Okay.
But this hit the fan. I just thought this is just fun. Mm-hmm. How much time do we have?
A little under two.
No, we don't. We don't have
time for it. We don't.
No, it's
come
all right.
On.
It's no. Okay. No, this. You know, anytime I can hear from Rand Paul.
Oh yeah.
He's a libertarian.
Yes, he is. Right? Always has been.
And libertarians have the craziest ideas. And now that they've taken apart the Department of Education, or at least most of it anyway.
Dismantling it, yes.
He has an idea, just a smoking idea.
Rand Paul does.
Yeah. And all of a sudden it just hit the fan, and just before it came in, I thought I'd bring it in. But we don't have time to play it.
Well, we'll get to it tomorrow. All right, we've got two shows to do
tomorrow. Can we just put off the next show and just, you know, play this thing?
No.
Oh.
No, we can't.
Okay.
Well, no. Unfortunately, that's not the way it works.
I want to say hello to Sherry. Thanks for the hello.
Yes, we appreciate all the calls and all the texts. And once again, tomorrow we'll be filling in for Maggie, as we will all this week from 2 to 4. And you can always listen to John and Gordy. We are on mornings 6 to 8 on WMDX. So if you have the Civic Media app, you can check us out there. Dom Salvia is coming up next. And we will be back tomorrow with our guest, Jonathan Hansen from the Hunger Task Force, when we fill in again for Maggie Dawn. Thanks to Cal for pushing all the right buttons and switches. We hope you have a great day. Dom Salvia is next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.